Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Boss, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
There it is. Welcome. Yeah. I love Adam didn't even bring himself in. It's just us first. I love it. Good. Keep him out. No. There he is. Oh, hey, how you doing?
A lot of buttons.
Good to be here. Whatever. You know who we are. Adam Nutter's feeling good, and we got our guests from That Rules. Fucking sweet old Matt Peoples and fucking John Montag. How you guys doing? Feel good?
Not too bad.
Nice.
Feeling good.
You look good. I want to say that.
Trying.
I'm personally very excited right now.
I'm personally ecstatic. Steve,
it's just actually hard to contain all the joy that I'm feeling. I'm elated, some would say.
Let's try to keep it at this energy the entire time. Let's not do more than this.
Nobody be funny. Nobody have any interesting
just
points.
NPR,
no, really just crushing funny, but just keep it here.
I'm not worried.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but.
I'm worried about authenticity, guys.
Ooh.
Yeah. How about that?
Has your brand been challenged?
My brand has often? Been. Yeah. Brand has been so
has it been questioned?
It's been challenged so much.
What would you say your brand is, Matt?
Yeah, what would be your brand?
I've been thinking about this a lot, so I'm glad you guys brought this up. Probably just like cool, regular guy. Decent sized piece, nothing crazy, nothing to ride home about, but somebody's going to ride it home. And, you know, it's a good start to that joke right there to make people want to listen to our podcast. Yeah.
That's that rule.
So we got a video we can go to.
Record timing. No.
The video is just a playback of that shitty ass show. And he's like,
no, I mean, hey, in all earnest, you guys have gotten guests we can't even get. So good job.
You just got fucking crushing them, dude.
It keeps. Turns out that you got to pay them. I don't know what it is, but no, you guys are.
You pay them
very
damn
funny.
Mind. That's what you got to do. You got to neg them. You got to like. You got to be like, we don't even want to have you on our podcast.
There it is.
Everyone's
like, I like that.
I kind of want to go on that podcast.
I love that. Yeah. Oh,
we like to treat our booking like that dude that was the dating expert guy. What was that guy? He was like was the
Kevin Samuels.
That was very precise. If that was his name,
100% that guy's dead. Rest in peace.
1414 7th Street.
Oh yeah, that mean.
He was
the
pickup
artist,
black guy.
Oh,
the skinny black guy with like wore a suit.
Oh no, I'm thinking more of the pickup artist guy on VH1 that would teach nerds how to get pussy.
Yeah, that guy.
I think his name was like Mystery or. Something
his
like
name?
That.
No way.
I think it was really like Mystery or Illusion.
Maybe.
I'm going to look it up now.
Spelled like, no. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, we have no.
Ms. Well, because it's March, it was Ms. Turi.
Oh.
Don't worry, buddy. I'll save you. I'll bomb right
when
along
you
with
think,
you.
Yeah.
The guy that Adam brought up, though, the Kevin Samuels guy, was the man, dude. Because he would get on live with like chicks, and then first question, how much do you weigh? They'd be like,
oh, this
well,
guy.
I'm 220, but that's if I'm wearing a hoodie, and then it's just click
to,
next.
To be fair, all these chicks were like, I want a man who's 6'3", six-pack, $400 million bank account. You're like, you're 2 feet tall, 400 pounds, lady.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you kidding?
What are we getting into Fresh and Fit territory right now? Yeah, I mean, this guy's, all those dudes that just immediately have the water just start nagging them. Like, dude, one guy gets money, and before you know, he's like, I know all about pussy.
True, we're the worst-looking guys to talk about what women should be like and what they should be acting like.
No, I'm telling you, this guy knows women. His name is Mystery, and he wears fuzzy top hats.
Bring him up for fans. So yeah, Mystery, from even the small pictures he just
showed. John, how do you spell
it?
Like M-I-S-S?
He didn't even get creative with it.
Mystery, pickup artist or
VH1, you said?
Yeah,
VH1.
Pickup artist, MTV maybe.
Yeah.
And he would just teach, like, it would just be like,
I remember this guy now. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, like from San Francisco. He's a computer programmer that's never even seen a woman in life.
Yeah.
All right, dude, what you want to do is first you want to tell him he's an ugly whore. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a great dude.
What a. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a classy gentleman. Right
John, this
YouTube
is a deep
pull,
but
this guy.
I remember this
I mean,
now.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Tommy Lee if he didn't know how to play music.
Dorks that they had.
It just looks like everyone on Reddit.
Yeah.
He looks like Chris Angel if the Mind Freak was being trans.
Nice. Yeah.
Also, Adam,
yeah.
I disagree. I think all the gentlemen on Reddit are very nice guys.
I'm on Reddit, too. Don't worry. I came on myself. Don't worry.
Why is that such a negative thing about Reddit? I'm not involved with it at all, but I hear about there's some mean
fellows
on there.
Reddit is like exactly what those guys look like. and then think of how they would act in real life. And you're like, that's Reddit. I got it. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what Reddit is.
Nice.
Yep.
So guys can't even go hang out and talk shit about women anymore? What
no,
the
that's
hell
pretty
is
much
going
all
on here,
they're
dude?
Doing on Reddit. That's it.
Yeah.
But
they're
going
to
so
wild.
They would it would even be something like that where it's like guys talking shit on women, and then in the comments, the it would basically be like, yeah, but like, did you see how gay his shoes were while he was talking to you? Like,
yeah.
Oh man, you're really diving
deep.
They're just
eating themselves apart. Yeah. I don't know. I've never been on. I mean, I usually just go to like a cigar shop or something. You know, that's where it used to be.
Yeah, your voice
usually
that
where
checks
it,
out with your voice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, very rich. You can hear this voice. Yeah, I think you guys know what I'm up to.
I think you were conceived and born in a cigar shop.
It's either that or I'm thinking, oh, anytime we had any Catholic event with all the old Italian dudes. That's where shit got talked.
That's where it gets real.
She's like, Mary, she's, you know what I mean? You know, it's like that stuff would start yipping and yapping. Some of the other ones, like, look at this over here, you know, that kind of thing. And I would learn how to be a man, which was nice.
Yeah.
Dude, Italian Catholic guys are the extremes of both sides, where they're like, I live a Christian life. I am trying to get into heaven, but I am going to hit my kids and wife.
Dude, man, is that not true? I mean, that's so true. I mean, I like
saw what God did to Jesus. I can put my hands on Cynthia once, twice.
It's wild. Yeah, growing up in a very Italian Catholic household. Not my parents, not my dad, but like my cousins and relatives and shit like that. Yeah, dude, that's exactly what that is. It's like, they're like, yeah, I fucking thank God for Jesus. You know, we need to pray every day. And then it's like, any racial slur or any like fucking like insult to anybody, it's like out the window of his car. Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus. And if that motherfucker doesn't help the birds take the title this year. Jesus.
100%.
Calling it the title.
I remember.
Because it's got a lot of the same letters as Italy.
Nope. Holding it in tight. I'm holding it in tight now. I'm holding it in very tight now.
Were you guys Catholic school boys? Did you guys go to Catholic school?
Yes.
I think Adam was the whole. You did all. I mean,
no,
I did 13.
High school.
You were just high school.
High school, I went to like CCD and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was a CCD kid.
Yeah.
I almost went to the same high school you went to.
CCD is religion on the weekends, if people don't. I don't know. Right?
What,
don't,
yeah,
during
what
the week.
It stands for like Catholicism.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you, bro. No idea. Never once asked, never once been told, just know it's called CCD. Yeah. I thought it was different, like Catholic something. Just two Catholics and
Catholic
detention?
That could be it. That's what it
felt
like.
Catechism.
Night,
it's like catechism or, I can't remember the full thing, but.
Central City Dump was always the joke. That's what
really?
For, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They were mean kids because I went to regular Catholic school and then the CCD kids would come in on like the weekends or at like fucking 6 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Right.
And you would leave all your stuff in the desk. Textbooks, your pencils and shit, and you come back and your number one mechanical pencil was always gone.
Oh yeah,
and you're just like, dude, I hope these.
I used to take just the lid. I'd leave the casing of the pencil.
Oh, that's
just
good.
So they were sitting there going, no, maybe it's stuck. Maybe it's stuck. Take all the lid. I bring it back to my desk.
That's a good move.
Continuous Christian development.
That's gay. No, it can't be
Christian.
It was Catholicism.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Christians
Catholic
hate,
development.
That's a thing
yeah, you're right.
Like when I was younger, like that Christians
wait,
hate Catholics.
Yeah, well, they don't believe in fucking saints and shit. I don't know.
Right. And that's the best part of religion. You're like,
it's the coolest part.
People doing cool shit.
Nah, they hate the Pope Diesel, dude. They're all mad about the Pope. They're like, nah, he's not even the main.
That makes sense. That's not a bad thing.
I'm actually okay with that. Yeah.
Nah, the Pope's the man, dude. They can do whatever they want. I love popes more than anybody.
I'm always middle of the road with the popes. I'm always middle of the road.
You're a middle of the road Pope kind of guy.
I'm a middle of the road Pope guy. Take him or leave him. It's always like one of those things where I'm like, that one's good, that one's a Nazi. You're kind of, it's all back and forth. It's like our presidents.
Yeah, you want a mixed bag, dude. You want a spectrum.
I'm not saying I hate it, but it's also based on life expectancy. So it's like, you know,
true.
Which is the weirdest part.
Yeah, true. They are old as hell.
I like a Pope that fucks around a little bit.
Yeah, I want a guy. I want a horse around.
I like a Pope that's just like, hey, guys, gay stuff's cool, but also no more Jews. Am I right? You're like, whoa. You're like, Jesus.
You guys want to see a backflip?
Like, Jesus, right. That's the last Jew we wanted.
Was that in the book? I don't think so.
It's the confraternity of Christian doctrine.
No, you're looking up something different now.
No, that's it.
Confraternity? Confraternity is not
sorority,
what it stands
sir.
For. Yeah. I've seen that film, sir, and it's delightful. Yeah. Very good.
Religious education of children.
It's a
and
gay
it's,
film,
it
honestly.
Stands for confraternity. I can't pronounce the word. It's
okay.
Confraternity.
I mean
of Christian doctrine.
We're not here to try to really understand what CCD is. At the
yourself,
end of the day,
big dog.
I mean, hey, you do your own research like everyone else out there right now, all right? We're just here having fun, chilling out, and, you know, whatever. I only like – I never went to CCD. I never had to. I went 13 years. I'm talking preschool. I was in Catholic. Like, I don't know what – I still don't even know what about preschool needed to be – religious for right. me to. I guess it was just like elephants and Jesus next to each other. And they yeah. were like, get it.
They're trying to know? Get the guilt yeah. in you as early as possible. When you're in preschool and you like accidentally like broke one of Sharp, your friend's things, you're like, yeah. I don't know, man. You might burn forever. Just be careful.
Dude, I've been thinking about that a lot lately because my daughter's now 2.5, and my wife and I both were raised like Catholic and semi-religious. Like we went sometimes, and now like we're.
You lapsed, right? Are you yeah, last like, or you still go to church with the kids?
No, we don't now. So that's what's weird. Like, I'm not raising my daughter with any religion, right. which I'm totally cool if she one day is like, hey, I want to check out church. I'm like, I'll go with you. I'll check it out. It's fun. I'll sit, you know, listen, sure. rip a couple hymns, you know.
Dude, if your daughter's it. Ever like, let's go check out church, you just got to get a new daughter and that's try true. Again.
But like, that's what's weird.
Or you're like, what did you do that you're now all of a sudden being like, we got to go to church?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. true. Yeah.
But then I started thinking, I was like, well, what's going to happen like when she's got to learn good and bad? I'm like, oh, yeah, we just teach her about good and bad. Nah, it doesn't dude. Have to be about, like, David and Goliath. Yeah, yeah. Like,
Santa Claus is God until you're, like, 9 years old because you're like, he's looking at everything you do. He will fuck you up if you mess up. That's the God. God is Santa. Big
yeah,
white guy
Santa's,
with a beard.
Santa's real, though, right?
Santa will never. Yeah, right. Santa's very real, dude. He's
That's real, though, right?
Easter Bunny since the 90s.
Santa's done more for me than Jesus ever did. I'll tell you that much.
100%, dude. 100%.
If Jesus used to get people more Xboxes and shit.
Yeah, Jesus never gave me a Fisher Price 3-in-1 air hockey pool and ping pong table.
And ping pong?
Yes. Oh, kidding me?
You came in my house and you're saying I'm rich. Yeah. That's what you meant growing up? Oh.
You kidding me?
You didn't find that on the side of the road.
No,
you got that.
I grew up nice, like good middle class. Like we were doing well in middle class.
That was an inside toy?
Went to jail.
That was inside? There we go. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I had, the Fisher Price 3-in-1. You kidding me?
Always wanted the bubble hockey.
I had a bubble hockey later in life.
Bubble hockey later in life.
But it was a knockoff bubble hockey. It was still great. And also, I don't think I've ever lost in bubble. This is, I'll issue this.
Well, like it was Chinese. All the sticks were in left hands or something? Like what? Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you take cool. a pause to praise the motherland for
yeah. Yeah.
But no, I've never lost in bubble hockey, so it's an open challenge to anyone that ever wants to take me on
it. Deep.
Yeah.
You're doing that on this podcast. Wow. What an honor.
I've been workshopping it at a lot of mics and stuff too. Yeah, but open challenge.
Well,
and
John,
if I lose,
day
I'm
for you. Neil, lie. Pull it out of the bubble machine that we have in this
car. Yeah, yeah. we better. Well, actually, it would be nice if it was like a Murphy's bed situation. Just
popped up the wall.
Just came out of the side. Just be like, yo, pretty cool.
That's the epitome of like, my wife and kids don't talk to me anymore. You have a Murphy bed bubble hockey? Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're Neil, just almost. You're almost there.
Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm pretty
almost there. Yeah.
Totally. It's pretty close.
I never liked the bubble hockey scenario. I thought it was too hard and too complicated and not
really?
Enough. Too rigid. I need to be able to move all across
the
board.
It's a real
board,
thinking
dude.
Man's game. You're right.
It's not a thinking man's game, dude. Right. It's a stinking man's game.
You were the kid that would just jam the stick in and out and spin them, right?
Nah, dude. I was a kid who'll pull a fucking gun out in the middle of the game because I'm sad right. and angry. Yeah. My dad doesn't lock the lockbox where he keeps it. I'm like, oh, John, you want to win this game? Well, you better fucking think about it. Clock 9.
Matt just fucking
your penis.
On the table. Like, now do you want to win?
Yeah.
Did you grow up with a weapon in the house? Did your dad
no,
strap?
Dude, of course not. I'm wearing Birkenstocks. I didn't grow up with a weapon in the house.
Those are socks, right?
No, because I think because you were so safe as a child because of the weapon in the house, that's why you're comfortable wearing Birkenstocks now.
Nah, I think that, I mean.
Cause and effect.
I would have liked to have had a little weapon in the house back in the day. Mm. I don't think we needed to be defended by anything at all. But it would have been cool to just be like, damn, my dad could just take us out, bro. You need a dad who can really lay down the law.
Yeah, he comes home after like 43 Bud Lights at the local bar. And he's just like, Matt failed another math test. And
she's just like, fuck.
Like, I'm going to go get my gun.
After 43, if he can still hit you, it's kind of your fault, I feel like. Also, dad, drink whiskey. What are you doing?
The classic trope of like your dad doing math at the table with you and getting angrier and angrier. Right. He's just like, what is 9 times 8? You know it. 8, 9 times.
I'm going to rack it. I'm going to rack it. If you say it wrong, I'm going to rack it.
Daddy rack it, dude.
It's not loaded, Susan. It's fine. I'm just racking it. It just lets him know it's there.
It's fine. If he gets one more wrong, though, I will put one in the chamber.
Just get it's just holes together. In the table where he's setting an example. He's like, that could be you, pal.
I said this before to people, and it sounded fake, but it's true. I remember working in the Italian carnival, all religious dudes, watching a guy
just term fat. Italian carnival.
Italian carnival's amazing,
it's
right? Already,
I'm
you're
picturing
just like,
it like the gathering of the juggalos, but it's just a bunch of fucking Guidos.
Yeah, yeah.
Wearing the
it's
Italian
close.
The Italian horn around the fucking neck.
Well, you have to. Obviously. The chest hair. We could have shaved all those boys and put every hair they had. All the cancer kids could have hair. There would be no... All of them would have delicious manes.
It's called Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, there it is. But it was. I remember watching a man do fucking sausage and peppers on the grill, like
spaghetti making stations.
That's a famous dance in the Italian community.
Yeah,
he's over there doing the sausage and peppers. He's doing the sausage and peppers.
It's like the Tootsie Roll. That's their mating thing. That's how they try to get women. Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's serenading here with Dominic the Donkey. It's beautiful.
Everybody just sausage and peppers.
He rubs his knees together to make a cricket noise.
With olive oil instead of.
Is there the same carnival where they climb the greased pole?
No, unfortunately, there is that competition, but I think a kid died, so they stopped. No, this is the one where this is the assumption. So this is Mary assumpted up. I don't know if you know how that works. She assumpted up.
She assumed.
She assumed. She made that ass out of her and everybody else. Yeah. Sorry, bud. I didn't mean to step on you.
Why would you do that to me?
I don't know.
Yeah, what happened?
But this is where you put the money on. Yeah, all the money. The boys are showing dough, just walking up.
Every movie that's ever had.
Yes. Any
it's
Italian
always happening
heritage.
In the background of like any scene.
There's always a deal going on. And then there's just little mom moms and pop ups.
You just sound like you're in Syria there for a second.
Yeah, a little bit. A little touch. There's some crossover. Northern Africa.
Dude, Neil's somebody who's like good with impressions, but he has to like find his range first. He can't just go into it. Like if you're like, quick, Delco, he'll just start doing Jamaican. I can't do impressions. That's true.
You should just be quiet.
I was giving you a half compliment, you know? So that's better than zero compliments.
Let me get a goddamn accent. What do you got for an impression here?
Give him a good Delco.
Yeah, everyone can do the Delco. You guys can do the Delco.
I mean, Delco is South Jersey.
Yeah, it's South Jersey.
Don't you do the black guy saying the N-word? What's that one?
You know what? I had one white guy say he didn't like it, and I stopped.
Yeah, fair. I can see that.
You know what I mean? I don't know. No, everyone else had it was fine. But Andrew Thomas liked it. It was a good time.
you do good Irish accent.
Right there. You say, he's a good time.
Yeah, that was a good time. No, yeah.
Doing my Delco accent.
We're running the world on one.
Now the pod started. Started from here.
Why is it every podcast we go on, we somehow get into doing voices?
My dad did that accent all the time. My sister, I know I'm not supposed to admit that, but my dad 100% would do that accent. It was the only joke.
Did all the accents. Wait. So good.
Okay. Well, no. My dad didn't. That's the only one he could do. And he didn't do it to them, which would be a whole level of douchebaggery.
Yeah.
But he definitely... Every time ordering it, he would just look at you and kind of do it at you.
Yeah.
And I'm not comfortable enough to do it right now, but I want to. I wish I was as brave as you are, dude.
You guys can put it in post.
I'm going to do it. You know what? We got it. And here, we'll drop it in. I'm gonna use his voice over top of mine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna put that in. So it's your voice, but me mouthing it.
Okay.
There we go. Nailed
Boom.
It. For right. people at home, not watching,
so good.
It's in there.
The extent to go to be racist is unbelievable in that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's a
new level of canceling people. They're canceled for lip syncing things.
Yeah, all our AI technology. I'm doing this by hand. I'm going back and doing it by hand. But I remember watching this dude sweat over top of a sausage and pepper with a wife beater on. Now a fucking wife beater.
Not a wife beater.
Sweat,
you're right.
Headband. Just look over at us, be like, yeah, this is a great time, huh? And then just clock a chick and be like, mod on. And I just remember, you're sweating over top of sausage and peppers. You're 65 years old. Your tits are out right now.
That's why it can never be recreated. You get sausage and peppers anywhere else, and they're like, there's something missing. Dude's just, he's just been basting in garlic for decades.
It's in his chest hair, dude.
Yeah. Like I said, did you ever have anyone, a friend of mine was so Italian, we were just, how Italian was he? You'd go over his house, and he would just be, like, swigging olive oil at the table.
No, come on.
And it was just like that.
Well, now we're...
I swear to God, and his thing was like, no, my parents said, like, it's good for everything. Like, it's great for your system. So he would just catch a swing real quick.
They're getting into, like, nannies. They're getting into, like, nannies magic. Like,
yep.
That's, like, grandma magic and shit.
Okay,
definitely. Near almost Romani. That's, like, when they, like, some of that shit where they're just like, hey, honestly, we need to dip you in garlic. Your asshole hurts. Yeah. Dip you in garlic.
I'm sorry. How else are you supposed to be protected by vampires, Neil?
Yeah.
No, it's 100%.
Don't be an asshole.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Sleep with a crate of milk underneath your pillow and you'll be off from school tomorrow. You know what Nani says. Like, Nani needs to be back on the meds. Yeah. She's been taking olive oil for her dementia for 3 years.
Yeah, but maybe they're right because they're all 97. So maybe they are onto something and we're the assholes.
They just harbor so much hatred that it keeps them alive. If you
Well, we're doing
enough,
something wrong. Then we got to do that. We gotta do something.
No, they're just all the people that didn't have any preservatives or anything in their food. They were eating like milk right out of a cow. They were good. Their formative years.
Nah. I think if we're sorry.
Well, I was just gonna say. I mean, those are the people who are like, yeah, I'm like from off the boat, and it's like, you're not, dude. You're certainly not.
No,
That stuff always bothered me a little bit.
The majority of them aren't.
Yeah. I have a big beef with Italian people. I've talked about it on like 7 different podcasts.
Good.
And I think it's probably pretty evident why that may be. Yeah. They are the total antithesis of everything I represent. Pale, orange, and they're hot, tan, Italian. I don't like it. Are you Italian?
I am, unfortunately.
You're one of the sneaky ones.
Yeah. No, my dad like really, really got in there with his seed and really mixed it
he
up.
He really spread that around.
Yeah. Everyone in my family like, I mean, you're just your dad, so just take that.
Are you a little bit of, are you different nationalities too or just Italian?
It's just, my dad's just English. He just really got the English in there. All the Italian is that. My mom's 5'4", you know what I mean? Tiny Italian lady. And the rest of the family just falls in that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Neil Wood is a very, like, creative player name. There is no real ethnicity.
Neil Wood's a very
regal
English name.
Yeah, you guys both kind of have creative player names, dude. Adam Nutter and Neil Wood.
Nutter is English also.
Yeah.
So.
And his whole other side of his family is Italian.
Very Italian. I'm actually – Nutter is actually surprisingly – it's a throw-off. I'm very Italian.
You got the hair, though. You got all of it. You got a lot of hair. You got the whole deal. Really, features are even there.
It was Nutteroni. Yeah. At El Salvador, like, yo, come on, let's cut this shit off.
They cut it. Like, too many over here. Let's go back to how it used to be. Nutter.
McNutterelli. We're going to go Nutter there, I think is what we'll grab the middle part. Because you're no fucking way you're doing it.
Oh, he's lubed up and warmed
right
up.
Oh, now I'm,
he's got the olive oil on him now.
There it is.
Now he's got the olive oil.
I love sometimes I just look over at Adam and he just seems like he's doing homework. I mean, just looking into the sphere, like looking up tits or... the next video game.
That's
fine.
That's that was tough for the show.
Yeah, that's for him. He's barely an adult.
It always reminds me. You got,
yeah, I'm an adult with money, Matt. Like, it's
why are you coming to me about that? Dude?
Here we go.
Well, look, brother. I'm glad about you and your, I'm sure, stable financial situation. Right. But anytime I see people on Zoom, do you guys have Uvu? Like, is that a thing around?
Uvu?
No, I got penicillin for that years ago.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, it's flaring up again. But Uvu was.
I don't get my noodles. I go to Honey Grow.
Yeah.
Ooh, honey,
I don't know.
Bro.
I don't know.
Put
Udu?
Ass, Udu? Dude.
Have you fucked with the butter chicken? This is just a food podcast now. The butter garlic chicken at Honey Grow.
It is good.
It'll change your world.
It'll change it up.
But so, Uvu was, it's Uvu.
Uvu.
And it was like the OG, like, camera. It was like, what the hell was that other thing called? Where you get on a camera and you talk to strangers.
Yeah,
Chat roulette.
It was like that, but you do it with friends. But you really just got on there to see like if girls pull their boobies out.
Right.
So every time I'm looking
at
and
every ninth
Adam,
one was a dude, right?
Well, that
just
was Chat Roulette.
Was, away.
Was that Omegle?
Yeah. It was Omegle was a big one. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know about any of these. I only knew about Chat Roulette.
Yeah.
That's and
Chat Roulette
I didn't
had
know about
like,
the French one.
It had like a 3 months where Chat Roulette was awesome.
Right.
And then it just like, it just was... All old
dude,
perverts
camera on his dick, just like there's one.
It devolved real quick into just jerking off immediately. Like
I know what you're talking because there's that the rapper. Did you ever see the dude Harry Mack? He's a white rapper that like a freestyle guy, and he'll go on that like Uvu or whatever it is, and like people will pop up and he's like, "Hey, give me 3 words," and he'll just mix them into a rap.
Oh, nice!
But it's him in like tweens, so it's so weird. Mm-hmm. But I like to think that when he's editing that. He's got to just edit out so many times that he just stumbled on a dude jacking off. Like,
yeah, it's true.
He's just like, oh, God, another
dude, give
one.
Give me three words, I guess.
That's the secret sauce. If I saw a dude freestyling to a guy jerking off, I'm like, you're the next big thing.
He's just like big black ass. It's like, all right, I guess this will actually work for a rap song.
He's Whack Miller. He's the new guy, dude.
I would actually love to see him string together like these are 7 words I got from each dude just jerking off on the internet. I mean, I did a mega hit of just one song,
just using the noises the guy's making. All right, so you said don't stop, and that feels great. All right, here we go.
Just jerking off like Biden. Like, why is he saying Biden? I don't know either, dude.
Look, dude, it works, man. It gets you there.
Black guy jerking off on camera saying Biden. I don't get it. But you know what? This is my life.
Oh, you watched the DNC last year?
I did watch the DNC.
That was a good move on their part, dude.
I had no idea. France. Okay, I look up some stuff after this. Nice. Do a little homework. France had one. I remember doing chat.
It's not French.
I thought you said.
Yeah, did I just time travel?
I thought you said it was a French app that, you know. It, when
I
it
don't
start,
remember.
No, he
was
going
8 seconds ago. I'm not remembering things I'm telling you guys.
Make sure these are in. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I thought I just like time traveled there for a second. I was like, oh, shit, we're talking about France.
So I went backwards. That's my fault. But I also wanted to clarify that.
You've just been trying to shoehorn France into a conversation for weeks.
I mean, boy.
You look pretty French.
Oui.
That's what
me?
It is. Yeah.
I look French? Oh, nice.
I got a French name, but I probably have a French face, too.
If
I
you
think
had
the longer
more
my hair
fucked
goes.
Up teeth, I think.
Now you get
I'm working on it.
You got an Irish guy face.
I'm chewing on hard things. I shouldn't.
You're not pompous enough. You're too much of a nice guy. Adam, I can be French.
True.
Too.
Adam thinks you have an Irish guy face.
I have Irish face. My mom went to Ireland and I was like, "How was it?" She's like, "I just saw you like every 3 minutes a different." She's like, "Oh, there's Fat John. There's really skinny John. There's Girl John.
There's Little John.
Which was me." Yep.
Come on, guys. Yeah, comedy's really fucking easy for me. You guys got to catch up, dude.
Dude, he gets all his power from his Birkenstocks, just traveling upwards as the jokes are rising. Yeah, the Birkenstocks.
It's going to come up to my enormous forehead soon enough. Being French does seem like it rules. The president, did you know the president of France started dating drama teacher?
No.
He was 16. He was like, "Yo, my drama teacher's so fucking hot." And then he was like kind of pursuing her. She's a little bit into it.
Right.
She saw some presidential capabilities in him. Damn. So they I think they banged when he was in high school. He graduated. They've been married for 30 years.
But what sucks now is he is in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
And now she is way past hers.
No.
And even when they show them, I was watching something earlier and they said that she looks like E.T. in a wig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now it kind of sucks because he's a hunk now, and she is looks like his mom essentially, and he's just got to be she's my ride or die now.
Yeah, which I get what you're saying, but I think people think that when you're a hot guy, I think that you think they should get the hottest woman. You really the higher tier than that is you got to get the hottest mommy. Right? Because a hot woman, if you're a hot guy, that's an attainable thing for them. You got to get a hot mommy. Mm. And then you watch her age out of her hotness, and you're just like, "I'm going to watch this bitch die. I won, dude.
It is fun. I also, it's a surprise
right,
that.
This is her.
That's not
the
bad.
Wig is too...
No, it's not bad, but that picture is probably also the one where she's in the white.
The
that one.
Thing is tough.
He's hitting it. He's hitting his Silver Ooh. Fox era, and she's post AARP.
That's rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, they're both French, so that sucks.
Right. I was going to say, I hate France. That was a cool move, though, by this guy, but I do hate the French, so I mean, I'm in a real odd here.
Model-esque, this guy, and then it just looks like he's with his PR agent.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough.
What he did was so sick that he stopped being French. He's an American now.
He's officially from South Jersey now.
Yeah. When you bag a mommy, you get to be American.
What
and then
patience. Really?
Yeah.
Laying in the cut. I would have messed that up. I would have been like, "Let's get married now." I would have tried. I would have never thought to just wait it out, become president. I don't know what I was thinking.
The long game, dude. The long game.
Also, at a certain point, French, right? He's allowed to fuck hot young chicks, though, because that's kind of accepted. Right?
Allowed? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's still.
I don't know. Allowed. The word we're going to use.
You know what? I haven't brushed up on international age of consent, but.
I don't know. Don't get your eyebrow going with that shit with me. He always does this.
He does get the eyebrow.
He gets
dude.
The little one eyebrow up. It starts like.
Yeah, that guy can't even do a rock eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Really.
Well, it's just. It doesn't. And it pops just a little bit like that. Like you fucking. Ugh. Irish.
I don't mean to cut you off. Sorry. I have one more question. Because you're a wrestling guy. You watched wrestling?
I mean, Attitude and then dropped off.
Okay.
That was it. Attitude and then dropped off.
Are you guys
same exact
guys?
As Neil. Attitude.
I don't know where
the
hell
stopped.
I got that from. I had so
Jesse,
many wrestling
so I have lived vicariously through Jesse Dram's track. He has been dyed-in-the-wool wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I would walk into his house and there was just dirt on the floors and I would sleep on his stained couch. I was like, this is trash, and this is a wrestling family.
Okay.
And that was delightful, I love them for it.
All right.
Then he would take pictures of me while I was asleep, which was interesting.
Hmm.
Still don't know what he's doing.
I do that, too. So what?
I would fall asleep at
his
house.
That was part of his wrestling character. Yeah. He was the creep.
I think it's ingrained. I think he took it from personal experience. He definitely took it from that.
That's a great heel. I've been sneaking in your room twice a week, snapping photos of your gay ass.
To his credit, I was falling asleep on the couch, just mouth open, and he would just take. If you saw these pictures out of context, of just he would definitely do it over time. I was like, dude, you are about to drop your notes in my mouth height. I don't know why you're.
And he didn't. So that's pretty good.
No.
Friend.
I mean,
no?
If he did,
I would have.
Well, first of all, if he did, good on him.
What kind of camera is he working with? Is this Polaroids?
He's got the ones at did. News conferences that are so fucking loud.
It's just
you have to
camera,
hold the bulb.
He's doing it from across the room over top of me. A telescope.
It's just the most boring jackass sketch of all time.
He's got the stick holding it up, just blowing.
He has to go under a curtain for it.
He's like, I like to see the pores.
We're going to sneak into his room and take photos of him.
I like that. We're going to keep him in the file. I'm never going to show him. Drop my balls in his mouth.
It's 2 p.m. and Neil doesn't have a job, so we're going to sneak in when I'm sleeping and take photos.
Ah, so much fun. He doesn't know his mom. His mom's an idiot. She has no idea.
Yeah, another monologue about your mom. She's actually a dumb bitch. Like, you can't even have a full conversation with her. You start talking about something. She has no relatability. Go to the room. Do the photos. Do the photos. That's fun for me.
I think she called. I think she said Neil farts sometimes, like when he's nervous. So we should squeeze his belly and fucking do.
She's married to the president of France.
She said his dad. Yeah,
he's sure. Ice bus. Wait, were you guys friends when you were kids, or this was as adults?
No. This is yeah. We were at least in our 20s.
Okay,
we were in our 20s. So yeah.
Did you sleep over, like, when you were a kid? Were you the sleepover house, or did you sleep over people's houses?
No, we moved every 4 years.
So you just weren't allowed.
I was.
We had to keep moving because my dad.
Damn, your dad was the president.
Kids.
Every 4 years, a new term.
Pretty much. No, yeah, I never got like as soon as
you're like,
I
he's French,
friends,
it's fine, it's allowed.
Yeah. My mom honors the other pussy that he gets. I'm telling you, in France, like, they run around with the young ones, but they always come back. Yeah. I've heard a couple dudes talk about it, but that might just be the dude perspective. I don't know.
It's fair. It's like when you make a coupon book for like your parents, you make a coupon book where it's like, oh, one free hug or one,
oh, sure,
I'll do the dishes.
Yeah.
She's like, you can go fuck a woman in France. That's a fair one.
I'm trying to bring that over to American culture where it's much more understanding, is what I mean. Like, older women, they're fine wine, they're delicious, they're wonderful, but she also goes like, yeah, you don't mean anything.
True.
To him.
That would get me more.
And I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think it's very accepted in France.
That's the next stage of intellectualism.
Yeah.
I found out that word 2 days ago.
Yeah.
How do you guys like that one on your fucking podcast? What up?
Flexing.
Matt's been crushing a word of the week calendar. He's really been shoehorning in some real...
Oh, sorry, I had to do the sound effects.
No, he has tricks.
I know you.
That's just how I masturbate. I jerk off like I'm playing the bass. I just slap my penis.
You just playing a flute, though?
It
never
so
came
bad.
Once.
I've never had an orgasm.
Yeah, never came once. That.
My balls are so black and blue. Black and blue balls matter. All right.
Jesus Christ.
I would love to see the flag for it. I got to say that. The flag would be fun.
Fist, but it's a fist I used to punch myself in the balls.
Nice. One of the fingers is only blue.
It's like a shocker.
The fist was just one of the fingers is blue.
It's got a Punisher logo on the finger now.
Always. Always. I saw a good sticker combo recently. It was the Fighting Irish on the back and then a Batman all across the back window of the truck.
Ooh, it's always good when they mix genres.
Always.
When it's a Punisher head on a Mickey Mouse body. Like, that's always
good. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that
one. Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's like he's like DC, and then I hit my wife, which is, I mean, it's a good combo.
Yeah, true.
Right. I don't know. Just it's like seeing like Mickey Mouse, and then on like a
Salt
Punisher
life.
Dead on the same.
Salt Life.
Yeah.
It's the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers logo all in one.
When they're all merged. Yeah. Oh man, I love when people get so excited about that. They're like, yo, some designer put all four of my favorite things in the logo.
They're
print that on everything I own and tattoo it on my belly.
Buddies. They're like, yeah, well, I don't have much time, but I just sold the greatest thing you're ever going to hear about. You know, we got four teams. You're like, I can never film a logo. Well, check this out.
Dude, I've been trying for months. You see my sketches.
No, I'm not getting hits back from Indeed. They're fucking hard hiring, but look, they got logos.
Right.
I'll sell them on T-shirts outside of stadiums.
You guys, I just can't understand how these gradients are going to work together. You got, every time I get close to it, you have to understand. Then there's a disappearing line at the height of the X. I just can't even make it work, dude.
Dude, you know, design 101 always says
it's a weak composition, bro. You got to understand about it, dude. I can't do shit with it.
We do need more
curvilinear lines are just all over these designs.
Philly Rocket Scientist is amazing. Philly Rocket Scientist would be incredible, dude.
That'd be unbelievable.
That would be fun.
He's the guy that's like writing on like the windows on like Broad Street with like the erasable marker that has just like huge formulas and bell curves and shit. That's the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. They call me Good Bill Hunting around here.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. I was going to say. I just watched Good Will Hunting for no reason.
Anyway, dude, it turns out the answer was I had to just draw out this pretzel.
The Philly sign is my bell don't curve, it cracked.
Don't you fucking do that, dude. Don't you fucking do that, dude.
It's not your fault, dude. It's not your fault.
It's not
your fault, dude.
It's not your fault, man. Don't you fucking do that, dude.
It's not your fault, dude.
Let me burn a ball real quick, dude. Stop it.
Hey, dude, don't be a bitch.
It's not your John, dude. It's not your John.
Your dad was a dumb dick.
He's both crying.
The thing they're upset about is they found out that the Wawa mac and cheese is actually Stouffer's. That's the real crux of it.
Which is true, by the way. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, is it really?
How do you like that map?
That's good. That? Stouffer's rules. So that's hey. I'm,
I got no bones about it, but I get some.
Yeah, I also didn't think Wawa was crafting like artesian mac and cheese in the back room of Wawa.
I don't know. They got it. They got. I bet you. Oh, there's got to be like a research kitchen somewhere for Wawa. I want that job.
Yeah
it's the underpass of the sauces. Fucking Ben Franklin Bridge.
That's true. Right. Yeah. I would say that every time I go to Central PA, Sheetz does do it pretty well, but like, I want to sit in the room that comes up with all the shit. They have Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce out in Central PA.
Yeah.
And that means that there was just a meeting one time where they were like, how can we get diabetes into these fucking morons quicker? And one guy's like, what if we soda up the sauce? Yeah. You think that would help?
They also have ice cream machines too. And Wawa does not.
I've bought that. It's also bought the.
It's good. You get heartburn.
You like that?
Well, it's good on the tongue, and then as soon as it hits your esophagus, you.
I'd say, Adam, when I tell you, I bought a whole bottle of this accidentally. Just think,
wait,
I was buying.
Sheets,
it was Bubba.
They sell it by the bottle.
It was. Yeah. No.
Oh, you're talking.
Sheetz. Unfortunately, you're not realizing that you've stumbled
this is
upon
their secret sauce.
I get. I'm not saying that's not true, but unfortunately,
he has
Bubba's
a doctorate.
Yes, he does. You know what? We need to honor that.
Yeah, what do you think Dr. Pepper's PhD is in?
fucking flavor, bro.
Pussy, dude. it's
fun. I'm a flavor and pussy, bro. Flavor and pussy.
Yeah, it's an honorary doctorate.
I'm a gyno.
Don't disrespect him like that.
What do you think? I
work for that.
I'm a Dr. Pepper, that gyno, dude. That's what I do.
Nuts. He's related to Sergeant Pepper.
What a successful family. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Really.
Peppers, Julius Peppers.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I liked it.
Wait, so speaking of cowards who changed their names to their podcast, didn't you guys just be a different thing?
Shut the fuck up, Matt. This isn't about us. It's about you guys.
Yeah,
all right?
First of all, you're forgetting that we had that conversation before air happened, so no one knows when we said that. All
right.
But yeah, 100%. Yeah,
okay,
right.
Cool.
We're just trying to follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, we're just trying to be like our dad.
Yeah, you guys used to be the Handsome Idiot podcast, which we were saying off air. I was like, it's a good thing, but like you almost you basically caved under the yoke of your own podcast. You like couldn't take it,
yeah, no,
and you broke on
we,
your
under
own,
your own,
hung
yeah,
up
under
on
yourselves,
own
though. Like, no one
caved,
would like
it
change
was,
it.
This was just two conversations where we were like, is this stupid? This is stupid, right? We probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
And then we just pulled the trigger on changing it. But
there's a bunch of bullshit podcasts out there now. I don't mean I strictly mean this like non-comedy podcast. I mean, there are bullshit ones of those too. But I mean, like, there's some pretty shitty podcasts out there across the spectrum, across all of them. And I felt with comedy, I felt like, you know, I was like, that's pretty good. You just gotta own that shit and roll in, like, whatever. But then
the song still says it in there.
Hell
so.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a Rob Cruise original. Shout out to Rob Cruise.
Shout out to Rob Cruise.
So many people have been like, yeah, your podcast is all right, but that fucking intro song is incredible.
Yeah, rarely do we get that your podcast is all right. It generally is they jump to like, that song's great. And I'm like, did you listen to the other hour and 20 minutes after?
Doesn't matter. As long as they listen to the song, that's one listen.
That's a view.
We said VH1 before. How great is it? Rob gets famous for like VH1's behind, like the behind the music. And featured in it as if this hot hit dropped back in 2000.
And you guys are so not memorable.
Right.
So even get
I'm just
wrong.
Doing a Casey Kasem. Yes, 100%. Guys, I don't remember the VH1. Do you remember the voice? The VH1? I mean, behind the music voice?
I just pop-up video. You'd be watching like a Jamiroquai video, and it'd be like, bloop, bloop, Jamiroquai actually hit his wife right after they filmed this.
Oh, yeah.
It was like fun little tidbits.
Yeah,
Snapple facts.
Rob Cruise got his famous start from dropping his famous one, like one-hit wonder on this podcast hosted by John Montague and Matt Pariah. Like, they get you guys' names right. They don't even fucking remember you.
Matty Pariah.
Matty Pariah.
We might have a new podcast name. The Casey Kasem is going to be the top 10 of things we changed the names to.
Casey and the Kasems.
You know,
that's a great band. That's a good indie rock band, Casey and the Kasems.
That
does sound like Velvet. Yeah.
He left
his
family and was living on an Indian reservation towards the end of his life. That's a real thing. Casey Kasem stopped responding to his kids and I think like his former wife.
That's
and moved
the way
to
you
got to
do it. That's what you have to do. Don't be a fucking grandpa.
Nah, dude.
No.
Check out, dude.
My buddy's mother right now, she just in it. She just bounced. She was like, nah. I'm not, why am I going to die near you guys? I'm out. I'm going.
That's like nice. I don't even know. Is an Indian reservation like a hot spot?
I think some are.
I don't think good things are happening.
I think they're just called casinos.
There's a lot of casinos, yeah.
I think there's some.
I ever see any reservations are like outrage videos online of like a cop pulling someone over inside the parameters of the reservation, and like the people of the reservation coming out and being like, you have no fucking right to be here, and the cops have to just be like, you're right, I guess I'm out of here, fuck me, all right.
Yeah, you have to let the reservation cops come out. They're the ones that have to deal with it.
I didn't know it was like a thing.
Yeah,
a place
they are.
Fields of Israel. That was like a Jewish-only community in where I grew up.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I remember driving down.
Terrifying. And it was all shrouded with trees, so you never knew what the Jays were doing back there, and you couldn't drive back.
It was right next to your Little League.
Yeah, because you'd get pretty far back, and they're going to be like, you have to turn around. No way. You can't come back here.
The spotlight's cool. We used to do it all the time. I didn't know it was a Jewish thing there. Now I feel like an anti-Semite, because we used to just floor it down the road in. Yeah. And like all the lights would come on, and then you would just gun it in reverse back and hit the road again. That was what we did on a Friday night.
We went through the day because we were scared.
Yeah, well, you're a coward.
Yeah, big time. Big time, brother.
Wait, you're scared of the Jays?
Scared of the Jays, dude.
Nice.
You don't know what they're capable of.
I'm familiar with some of them.
They've dealt with a lot of
Have you heard
they're
Kanye?
Not worried about a ginger
they run the world.
Yeah, that's where Kanye was at.
Yeah, this whole time I thought girls ran the world. Turns out it's Jews.
It's Jays.
Yes.
Bam.
Who run the world?
Well, this Jays. Is pulled. But what are you gonna do?
This is
this is fucked. This whole episode, we're gonna have to cut this out now. We never had any. I'm trying to Italian. Hamilton is mostly Italian. I think. Oh yeah, at the show, Albert Davis. Yeah, because Albert Davis is the only. He asked. He goes, "Is there any Jews around here?" Dead silence.
Really?
In Hamilton, New Jersey.
One
everyone looking
like,
around.
They're like, "Let us find
everyone,
him.
Yeah,
let us find
him." And the guy, one dude just goes like, I mean, I know one. I swear to Christ.
Good enough. Get him. Get that guy.
Okay, man. Do you know where they are? Or, no, like Albert.
Yeah, was that's he a hunting? Scary question.
Yeah. Albert, yeah. Just
he turns into Christoph Waltz all of a sudden.
I don't know Christoph Waltz. What is that?
Christoph Waltz?
Glorious Bastards.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
He's the Jew Hunter.
Yeah.
I keep some things in my brain. I don't keep the characters' names. Bless you.
No,
mind.
That's his real name.
That's his real name.
Real name. Yeah, Waltz. It's fun to say.
You're reading stuff now and things.
No, I can't read. I'm illiterate. Okay. I am full on illiterate.
I'm even forgetting like whole things of movies. I will remember the tone of a movie. I'm the actor guy that when the society falls down, I'm the actor guy who comes back and I do like Ben Stiller in when he has to reenact it for all.
Oh yeah, like his TV is no more electric, so you have to put on place for us.
I can't remember the name of that movie. You know what I mean? Like I just
we're like
remember
do Jaws
the tones
better,
Tropic
whatever.
Thunder.
Who's yelling at you?
Tropic Thunder. One of my favorite movies of all time. Could not tell you the title of just then. Interesting. I think I'm dying.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for you, brother.
Good thing I'm not dependent on words at all.
France, guys. What were we talking about?
I mean, Adam, once I get dementia, we're going to be, how fun it's going to be to continue this podcast?
This company's going to fall apart because I can't run it.
No, yeah,
so.
You're fucked.
Dude, I think we should get fucked. The elderly podcast. Like, there should be a gap. I don't think our parents' generation to that podcast. I want to hear mum-mums and pup-ups get on the mic and just go. Mm-hmm. Just sit down two mum-mums in a retirement home.
People are
and you're
doing
like, hey,
it.
How did this city used to be reborn? Right. You're like, whoa.
There's a famous mum-mum now on TikTok who has dementia. She's got a thick Boston accent, and I guess it's like her granddaughter will just go up and just start recording her. Literally,
exploit her. I was just going to say.
Like, when she's in the middle of an episode. So, like, before she would go up and she'd be like, I got to take the dogs out back, but I can't go there because the car's around the corner, and that's not what I'm going to see. It makes no sense.
Right.
And she's been doing it long enough where now the granddaughter goes up, and the grandmom goes, look at this piggy. Look at the fat piggy who just walked in front of me. And I'm like, it's finally coming full circle. Granny's revenge, dude.
Oh, well, grandparents just have no filter on that. They're like, look like you've gotten really fat recently.
Yeah,
you're like, whoa, what the fuck?
And it
so
makes
she
upset.
Waited. She really like low simmered that dementia where then it got funny.
It
like
was
the daughter.
Playful.
The daughter, from her perspective, she's like, it's going to get better.
It, was
it wasn't good at first.
She was like getting like cute little, the grandmom talking complete nonsense because she's like in an advanced stage dementia. So she's up there with her fucking phone on her face like, talk, idiot. And then now the grandma's like, all right, I'll talk. You're enormous.
There is
like a, I do have an envy to people who are in, if you, dementia, Alzheimer's, or just crazy, like the freedom of just saying whatever you want and just zero repercussion from it. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like I, earn, you earn for that. You earn for that every day.
I mean, I am such a pussy, though, that now if I say something mean, I'll, like, end up texting the person later, be like, yo, that was my bad. So I'm hoping
I can
keep that when I have dementia. Yeah.
Thanks, that would be great.
It really is like kids and grandparents have that where, like, it's like a kid that'll just be in line. They're like, why is that guy so fat, Dad? You're like, oh, shut up, but I'll tell you later. We'll make him in the car.
Yeah, but you can slap the kid. You got to be able to start slapping nannies.
I mean, it's working both ways. I mean, think about it. You probably weren't on social media as a baby, right?
Fair.
Cool. I think that's why it's working both ways. Where like now 5 year olds are just getting their phones, going in front of their elderly grandparents, and then just they're both just both grandparents and little kids are just making fun of each other constantly.
Yeah,
and just using each other. And
this is a weird time in human history.
Yeah, it's just
like.
Yeah, you walk up to your crazy uncle, get him canceled because he said something about Asians or whatever. Then he just videos you in a shower, you know, like just getting mad. Oh, I didn't know. His little dingle's out. I didn't know. You're just like, yeah, unfortunately.
That's the social media wars we need.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
It should be from age 7 to, what do you want to call it, like 77?
Yeah.
you can't have social media. Anything outside of that, you get it.
Right.
We all can view it, but we can't post. We can't produce any content. So.
Yeah.
We got to give up all of our podcasts. We need a mom cast.
I'll do you one better. Those are the people on the outside of those ranges. They're the only ones who can run for office.
True. Oh, yeah, go way top, way bottom.
Yep.
Oh, imagine a 7-year-old and a 77-year-old debating.
Yeah, like, I mean, we watched it with Biden.
Ladies and gentlemen,
three years ago,
Mike Tonin was still shitting his pants. And he's right. you're actively shitting your pants.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to understand that I finally figured out
yeah.
how to not shit my pants.
Very honestly, that sounds like an insult. Like a little kid would call an old person. You're like, you're so sleepy.
Well, that would go viral. Today,
I just want to hear a kid be like a communist dictator. Like, I will rule with an iron fist.
Yeah.
He slams the table.
Ah, it's his nap time. You know how he gets. He gets real dictatory before his nap time. It's just because at this point, if we're going to go out, America's done. If we're going to go out, just why don't we just ramp it up? That's why I say we go Biden. What is he going to be, 95? Fuck it.
Yeah,
yeah, you know
dude,
what?
He should die in office. We haven't had a president die in office in a long time.
Yeah, we actually, yeah. It's
have
like
we
what,
ever had
Harrison
a natural was, causes death?
Yeah, the dude who, Harrison, he froze outside from pneumonia. He got froze? During his inauguration. Yeah.
Oh,
during his inauguration, he was out there. He's like, anywhere.
I'm so glad that you slipped that in and no one heard it. I'm so happy for that. But you guys know who I'm talking about. But yeah, Elizabeth Harrison. He was a brave boy, and it was cold outside. He did his speech.
30 days later, he died.
Yeah, yeah. And then he died. What was it?
Pneumonia.
He was in office. It was like
90 days. It was like less than a month. It was like less than a month or a month.
Something like that.
That's incredible, though. You're still on the list. You made it.
He did make it.
That's one of the coolest things, too. I've talked about this. It makes me excited. He, during his campaign, they used to make fun of him, say that he was just like some southern hick. Like they couldn't believe he was trying to run for office. So he kind of embraced it, and he used to go out and he would give out like bottles of whiskey that were shaped kind of like a cabin.
Okay.
And then it was by this guy who ran like the manufacturing company whose name was like James Booze. And it would just say his name on it. The guy's name was Booze, and that's where the term booze comes from.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Fun fact. Yeah, dude.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
See? Fun fact. Thank you, Matt.
No.
Neil hates when I do fun facts.
Dude, my facts are fun as all get out,
you
fool.
You are a big fun fact guy.
Dude, put a fun fact in my penis hole, dude.
Dude, I love fun facts.
You're sounding fun facts?
All my fun facts are, like, baseball related, pretty much. So they're not that exciting. Unless you're, one of my favorites is Ricky Henderson one time got a $1 million bonus. And they gave him the check, and he framed it and put it on his wall and never cashed it.
Years later,
the A's like reached out to him like, hey, Ricky, we're going through our books, and there's $1 million missing. What the fuck? And he's like, oh, yeah. And they're like, we gave you that check. He's like, yeah, Ricky framed it on his wall. It's in his office.
Yeah.
And they're like, Ricky, you had to put it in the bank.
You have
like,
to cash it first.
He was historically like just known to be so dumb, but just an incredible athlete.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
The other one was he played with John Olerud. You remember John Olerud wore the helmet at first base?
Right, on the field, he wore it.
And he went up to him the one time, because Ricky Henderson played on like 7 teams in his career.
Right.
And he walked up to him, he goes, oh, no way, you wear a helmet when you play first? Ricky played with a guy that wears a helmet when he plays first. He goes, yeah, Ricky, it was me 3 years ago. We were on the same team, dude.
Oh, no.
Dude. Yeah, Ricky's a big old dumb base stealer. I love him.
Fun fact, I once put a Sharpie marker up my butt.
Really?
Fun.
How far did you get it up?
How far? How far?
No, I know. If I took off the cap,
Bold.
Went in.
Bold.
Oh,
I like
in.
It.
I just wanted to see if it was permanent. The gay, I mean.
I'm painting the town red.
Yeah.
That's a great joke, dude. That's a great joke. That was a great joke. That really is a great joke.
If you like it, it's yours. It's all yours. But it is true. Also, I just like doing fun facts that are just
standard
about me.
Was it a standard Sharpie?
Standard. I mean, I went.
There's that big Magnum one. Did you ever see that? You make like posters with.
Come on, dude. I can't afford that kind of
stuff. That thing's like taking a paint can in the ass, basically.
So I've heard.
That was the first gauging. That was what it was. You were moving up. I was like, nah, dude, I got to get my fiber in. I'm doing some expanding tomorrow.
I'm
going
to go to
one
of those Sharpies that has a clicky end. That's my next level up.
Multiple purposes. You can write with it. You can get a little high from it.
and you can
a little bit in the keystone. Yeah.
That also sounds like a Jackass thing. Like Steve-O just shoves a Sharpie in his ass and then signs Johnny Knoxville's back, and then he gets it tattooed. I feel like that was definitely that in one of the movies.
Yeah, you can see those throwback videos of him hitting Whippets, the ones of Steve-O just going nuts in his apartment. Just
are Whippets making a huge comeback?
Wait, I don't think they ever left. But I just miss it as like a weird, because we all had it in our house. You'd think somebody would have like grabbed onto some and like done it, but I didn't know anybody that did
it. Oh, you know why? I heard, and maybe this is just a rumor going around, but maybe a lot of other people heard too, where like if you do it wrong, you'll die. And I was like, oh, fuck that. Like the nitrous goes into your brain or something like that.
I've never done one out of fear of that. I think my dad was just like, I know someone whose brain froze.
Yes,
my dad was a big, like, anything you could do. He was like, I actually grew up with a kid that died from a pencil in his eye. You're like, oh, okay, I should keep these pencils away from my eye.
Right.
But I know.
I remember that. I remember that nitrous rumor. Yep.
I've been to a billion tailgates and never done a balloon, but I've watched all my friends fish out on them, like, real bad. Like,
right. My sister talked about doing balloons. Yeah, she's a little older, you know. And I was like, okay, cool. I never saw them. Never went. I mean, it wasn't until later in life. I'd probably been late 20s or something.
Everyone
went to a concert
tried to sell you on it. They're like, dude, it is the best 7.5 seconds of your life, followed by like just kind of a bad headache. And I'm like, you're terrible at making me want to do this.
What is it? Like, just like take, you're just inhaling like a bunch
of nitrous. You turn into a Fast and the Furious car for 7 seconds.
Oh, I thought
you live your life a quarter mile at a time, and then you become a little brain dead.
7 seconds is all about family.
It's all about family.
There was, I was telling him on the way over here, I did a show down in Turnersville in South Jersey on Friday night, and I'm the first comic on the show, mid, like, third joke, I'm setting it up, and I just hear, shh, to my right, and I'm like, I stopped, I was like, I'm not gonna look, but there's someone doing whippets right there, right, and I finally look over, and it's just two of the most, like, Punisher T, long beard, just South Jersey redneck dudes.
Right.
But they're also still kind of wiggers somehow.
Yeah,
they're just ripping, like, do you want one? It's like, I'm good, man.
That's terrifying.
I did want some whipped cream, though. That would have been nice, but they ruined the whipped cream for me.
There's nitrous in whipped cream?
That's how you do whipped
cream. That's what we're talking about. That's what they're called thing. What were you thinking we're talking about?
I had no idea, dude. I thought it was letting grown-ups talk
for
a little bit.
You can do nitrous out. Like, you can just get nitrous canisters.
Oh, my God. I rip whipped cream, dude. Holy crap.
You thought as a kid, like, you eating whipped cream, you're like, are you guys high too? Like, that's just your blood sugar. You
have diabetes.
That's
in.
A diabetes,
like,
sir.
So
I remember trying to do whippets out of the can, but I also didn't know what I was doing, so I
just
let it run.
The whipped cream out of the can.
Well,
like,
I mean, I was fat, so yeah, I was also like, this serves two purposes. I'm all about the duality. And I just don't remember, like, trying, I'm like,
because
it's
all about what direction you're holding the can. Because I remember seeing my one friend, it's funny, too, because he's a cop now, so it's hilarious. He was the friend that did everything for us. Like, he was just at the fridge, like, guys, dare me to do it? And he just did the motion of the whip it, but then just sprayed himself in the face. Because there was some in the tip, I guess, yeah. Right. Took a real facial.
Was that the friend, you ever had that friend who was like, you guys dare me to do this? And everyone's like, oh, no, we don't dare you. And I was like, well, I'm going to do it.
Right.
We'll do it anyway.
Well, like, just say, just do it then. Just say you're going to do it.
I got a bad home.
Right?
Jeez. No, but this is the only way I can garner attention. I don't have a personality. Do you guys dare me to do it or not?
You guys dare me to disappoint my father again?
I wish the one guy who always fought, I wish he hit us with like a, do you dare me to go fight him? He would never do. He would we would see him walk a little bit away and be like, there's going to be a fight in about 5 seconds. So why don't we, and this whole party's going to be ruined. So why don't we just go now?
Yeah.
Just drama king.
We had the worst one that ever in college. This kid that was like, not one of our friends, but always like around our friend group was like one of the, oh, you dare me to go talk to that girl. And everybody's like, yeah, no. And he talked to her, and she was so very good-looking, and they had sex that night.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and he told us that he told her that he did it on a dare. And we're like, well, that's not how it went down.
Yeah, that's not how it went down.
But he
all.
Won in the long run.
He did
he
win.
He defeated us.
Yeah. I mean, he's making his own world.
That's
he both, yeah, like he.
I don't want to live in this world.
He kind of didn't even need you guys to be around. Like, you didn't need, like, he was like, I actually don't even have friends anymore. I've just been hanging at the bar, talking to myself, just a little bit back and forth. You dare me, though, dude?
It's
like, you're
just
by
self-daring himself. And it's like, that's ambition.
that's but what he calls ambition. Internalize it and shut up about it. And you'll just have ambition now. Yeah. That's all that is.
Confidence, talking, you know, all those things.
shit, we got to do plugs. Like,
yeah, we got to do plugs and get these boys out of here. Yeah, we're way past plugs. I know.
Oh, shit.
That's all good.
No, we're good. John.
Guys, what? You,
I said John. I said John, buddy. Where can everybody find you? And plug yourself.
That Rules Podcast. We talked about it before. Coming up, I have, I think in 2 weeks, you can look on Monte Comedy on Instagram, but I have a show in Fishtown with Artsy, which is like a Philly music thing that's starting to do some comedy. So come check that out at Bourbon and Branch, I think it's called, or Branch and Bourbon, one of the two. But yeah, Monte Comedy. You can check out Hacks Comedy Golf too. Those videos are still out there. We're going to bring it back eventually, but yeah.
Nice. That Rules Podcast on YouTube and Instagram. If you could hop on there and subscribe. We're trying to bump that bad boy up, start doing live stuff soon. I got shows coming up that I don't remember when they are, but it's like the 23rd, 24th, and 31st. I'll post them.
Thank you.
Something like that.
Boom. Adam, bud, what you got coming up? Out of town later this month.
Yeah, go follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter, Instagram, all the good stuff. And then, of course, go listen to the Porcupine, youtube.com/Adam Nutter. I think we're doing two episodes this week, one tomorrow, one Thursday, and those are live, so that's going to be fun. Check those out. And then, so my Punchline gig got moved back to May. So I was supposed to do Wednesday, I got moved back. But March 24th and 25th, I'll be out in Colorado with Robbie the Fire Bernstein, Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Coming out to that, I got to throw that on the website, the tickets, but they will be available soon. And then April 6th, Neil and I will both be at the Delaware LP convention, Blackbird Community Center, I think is where it's at.
That's the name for little people.
Coming out to, yes.
Okay, good.
Libertarian Party. But, or little people, yes. First of all, they're midgets. How dare you? But coming out to that 4-6 and then other stuff, obviously. Neil will hit that shit though, but that's it for me.
Nice. Hey, what's up, everybody? I am neilwood.com. Go there and all the shows you can check out on Drop Tent. You're just gonna want to go over to drop10.com events. All right, just go over there, check them out. We got Myers is still up and running. Thanks for everybody who came out. We had a great show. It's a little room, but we sold it out anyway. So it's all, you only need a couple of people in there, people, and it makes it fun.
That's right.
Comics all had fun. Yeah, it was a good, time. I was not able to make it because we had a great show in Hamilton, New Jersey, as well. So thanks to everybody who came out to the White Horse Winery as well. But what's coming up is Myers. All right, the last Friday of this month, it's still running, so you can get your tickets now if you want to come out for the next one. Another great lineup right on Girard in Philadelphia, and the Ashland show, we're gonna see. So but check out all the dates and details for the shows that we have coming up. Again, drop10.com/events or Drop Tent on all the social media. If you're looking for stuff for me personally, again, just iamneilwood.com. go there, get all the shits. Of course, Adam, right? They can check out our dumb merch. Look at our dumb merch. It's fun. We put a lot of work into this dumb merch, and you're going to love it. I got to put even some more up. So I got some ideas. We're going to put some more up. But yeah, hats, different colors, shirts, different colors, all kinds of stuff. Grab a sleeveless tee. And if you join our Patreon, you're going to get a shirt on us. So go to patreon.com/cultofus. Go there and just get a bunch of extra stuff. We do the gauntlet, and we watch some.
Yep.
Some things. We watch some movies, watch some fights. I don't know. They're trying to make us stop, but we're gonna. It's all right. We'll adapt. We'll figure it out. I'm trying to have another Nicolas Cage movie that we watch. We've been just going at Nicolas Cage.
Oh, shout out Benzo. Shout out Benzo Barbie for joining the Patreon.
Yep. Shout out. Thank you, Benzo Barbie. Appreciate it. Love it. But yeah, $5 a month. Do it. All the shit's in there. Again, you get a little shirt and all the good stuff's there. So do it now. A lot of extra content. Us on the road, dangerously driving and recording stuff. It's fun. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? Like, who gives? It'd be so. The footage, if we kept the footage, if we crashed, that's all I need for my career.
Yeah.
Just not even on jokes, right? Like, don't even need jokes. Amazing. I put this part in the plugs every time, and I think it deserves it. Other than that, people, yeah, we're good. Those are all the plugs. Boom. Follow us on Odyssey, YouTube, iTunes, all the shits. Go there. And keep us growing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm super happy. Look, John's doing the look of just like.
You guys just made us realize our plugs
fucking suck.
Yeah, you
guys are so professional.
We got a YouTube and a show coming up.
Yeah, it's fine. It's understandable. Don't worry about it.
It's really hard to remember the three shows I have in the next month and a half.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's, who knows?
It really doesn't matter.
I don't give a shit anymore. I'm trying to get like, I'm trying to become an emperor. To be honest with you,
that made me so angry. I'm gonna kill myself in front of you.
That would be so good if you did. That would kind of be, make me happier. I think it's what emperors would like.
No,
to
dude,
be honest,
no,
you don't
stuff.
Like that.
They told me. They
I know.
Hate it.
I know. They do. Hate it. They told me. Oh, dude, I had such a shitty weekend. No, it was a good weekend. Sorry, but I just hiked and forgot a sleeping bag. I don't want to. I mean, I forgot a sleeping bag. Below 30 degrees.
Oh, but that's
like, you
crazy.
Know, just out in the wilderness, like just out in the pylons in Batstow. Forgot a sleeping bag, could not sleep. And when you have nights like that, they are some of the longest. Like it changes your life. If you do,
was
camp
it also
or
during daylight savings time?
It was also daylight. Oh,
yeah, that'll really dude. Fuck you up. You damn, you woke up in the yes. wilderness and
yes.
didn't know what time it was.
Yes, 100%. I woke up at what was technically 6. Yeah, because when my watch
were you doing the math
back
at the sun, you're like, well, it's here.
Careful
so.
With that hand signal, yeah. brother. Oh, careful there, bro.
Nah, cancel that.
Pull
one
that.
Out.
Pull that. Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, where's 11 o'clock, dude? Where's 11 o'clock?
Nah, dude, you're way too tall to hike. Cut it out.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, you have to duck so much at that height if you're hiking.
I have a custom tent. I still have to. I'm kidding. I don't even.
It's
but
got
I
rims.
Do. It's
every
got,
tree is a problem for
it's
you.
It's got spinners on it. It's got spinners.
In my tent, dude.
Yeah, I still have to sleep sideways in my tent. I still have to, like, if I cannot sleep this way, so I still have to sleep sideways.
The irony of watching you fail setting up a tent when you have drop tent media is incredible.
How like, do you think I would fail, dude? I'm a creature.
I mean,
of the
you
woods.
Didn't bring your fucking sleeping bag. That's like when
true.
You're packing. You're
it's
like
because I that's because right. I run a fucking media empire.
true,
no,
true.
I'm just using Empire. Like you've been working a different one. I just keep using Empire over and over again. No, it's because we had to do a show. I went from a show. I had to pack all of my shit. I'm leaving the house. I'm like, all right, I got all the equipment, cameras. I got to get all the sound. Okay, cool. Do I have all my gear? I'm like, I think so. I took my bag, my sleeping bag out just so because you have to let it aerate. You can't have down that's like squashed down. It's been squashed down for too long. I'm like, all right, we'll take it out. I'm like, good, good, good. We're locking it up. I'm like, right. Yeah, it's good. I did one. Right, I got everything. Left. I was like,
dude,
well.
That's also impressive. That's you know crazy. A lot about sleeping bags but didn't remember to bring it.
I know enough that you need one.
You gotta be the first guy
no,
who
don't.
Went hiking and brought.
No, I have one. I just don't need to bring one. Those are two different, definitely different things.
Yeah.
No, I know, man. I fucked myself on that. I didn't even have food.
You're the opposite yeah. of.
I didn't bring food. My buddy, I knew my buddy. I wasn't worried about food. I was like, well, stop at a Wawa. It's like
yeah,
every
I
camp.
I have to violently piss real quick. Okay, I'll be right back. I have to violently piss. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Violently piss.
Dude, we'll find food
I mean, you can take
in
yourself
the woods.
Out. Yeah, sure, dude.
You're just chewing on pine cones.
Yeah, chewing
in.
On pine cones. It was just that night was, and you nailed it. It was the longest, like especially when you check out what time it is. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and it's already dark and getting cold, and you're like, "Fuck!"
It's crazy. You had everything else, like you don't have a sleeping bag, so you're trying to cover yourself with a soundboard, and you're like, so cold and tall.
I should have brought the equipment. I could have at least brought some of these curtains and stuff like that. Like out, that would have been helpful. That would have been nice.
That was a great. I don't know if you guys ever had that, but just like going to like house parties in college and then sleeping at the house and getting drunk, but not having like a blanket or pillow.
Yep.
I remember my all-time one. I was at this kid's house. It was like his grandparents' house, so everything in there is like old and dusty and sad. And I didn't have any kind of blanket or anything like it. So they had a rug that hadn't been lifted since like probably the 90s that I slept under. And I woke up and there was just like dust smothered on me. I was hungover. I puked on somebody.
Damn, generations of family dogs have died on that rug. And you were just like, Maddie needs some
And I was me. I was just fucking sucking them all in, dude.
I'm trying to think.
Did you ever wake up in the wrong place?
Yeah.
Not metaphorically, but like we had that down in Sea Isle. My buddy and I. We met somebody and they were like, oh, you can crash on our couch. Here's the address. And we just like later on ended up at that house. Everyone's asleep. The person that told us we can crash there did not tell the other 10 people renting that there might just be somebody coming in. So we go in and just fall asleep on the couches.
Right.
And so we technically were in the right place. We wake up to 6 dudes just circle the couches, just ready to murder us.
Oh, fuck.
And they were like, who the fuck are you? We're like, Ashley said we could sleep here. They're like, we don't know anyone named Ashley.
Fuck.
And we're just like, motherfucker. And like, me and him are just like, Ashley, if you're in here, Ashley, we could really use you right now.
Summoning a ghost.
Wasn't even her name. We just got her name wrong and everything. Finally, after they kicked us out, she came out and is like, oh, yeah, I met those guys at the bar. We're like,
fuck.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, that's a tough one, dude.
You gotta, Ashley, you gotta run that mouth.
Yeah.
You gotta
that's
let
a real
some
Ashley
people
move.
To know.
She was running that mouth on all 6 of those guys the night before.
I hope so. You think those guys would be a little more docile.
Yeah, they'd be a little more relaxed.
They were a little amped up.
I wish they would have, like,
messed
with us a little bit.
These guys might like this Ashley. Like, you know, share it around.
You wake up and they're hitting you with like sleepover pranks. They're like, yo, put his hand in the water. He's gonna piss himself. And then we'll ask him who the fuck
is. It would be fun to at least do all the pranks to him before he wakes up. Just, you know, whipped cream. You're doing whippets. You're putting the whipped cream in there. You're tickling his head. Then wake him up.
Yeah.
Just then you like nail him, like all the pranks, dicks you're written on his thing. And then be like, why are you in here? And then be like, we were going to fuck you up regardless. And then just beat the shit out of him. You're fine. It's so much fun.
You're getting punched in the face also trying to figure out why you're covered in whipped cream
time.
It's true. Smattered. That's a terrifying assault. Just be smothered in whipped cream. You're like, these are where whippets come from, apparently. I just found out.
trying to think of the worst. I definitely have used just clothing. I've definitely, and other people's clothing. I just would grab clothes out of someone's drawers and just be like, whatever.
I'm going to put all your pants on.
Yeah, yeah, just, I just even laying on top. I mean, no, you're not picturing, I'm not saying putting them on. I couldn't fit them.
That would be hilarious if you did. I'm just picturing your shortest friend.
Me and four layers of just hot girl jeans, like just pulled up to just my mid-thigh. Yes.
Everybody's like, you know what I mean? Does Neil's ass look incredible? Is it just me?
Bejeweled, I cut off some of them. Like, I keep on some bottoms, and then I cut the other ones in half. So I'm just marrying both sides
of
them.
It's
a layered look. Some bedazzled with some, you know.
Man, you really put a lot of work into this.
Yeah. Gotta say, looks good.
Started a fashion line.
I know you will, yeah.
It's how Ed Hardy started. He got drunk at his buddies one night.
It's so nasty. Adam came in for pig. It was just like,
how did we get to Ed Hardy?
What are you guys talking about?
Adam for sure strikes me as an Ed Hardy guy back in the day, dude.
Yeah.
Bingo. Oh, yeah, dude.
He looks like he might still have it on under some shirts. Like, he's like, I mean, you spend all the money. You don't want to just get rid of it.
He stretches, and you can see the rhinestones poking from underneath of his shirt.
It's a shame because as soon as Adam.
We can't hear
you. Yeah, we can't hear you, bub. So,
Ed Hardy move of you.
I think as soon as Adam started losing his hair to a certain, but even when I knew you, you didn't have any of the Italian things. You had all done away with it. You didn't have a chain, you know, even a chain, your grandfather, whatever. It's always a story with the fucking chain, you know, whatever.
But like
a chain, you had nothing of that. You just
beat
had
a lot of the
shit.
Italian out of me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all gone.
I'm just realizing I've never seen Adam without a hat on. I think I'm realizing that right now.
It's been a very,
you probably
long
won't.
Time.
Yeah. Do you shower in them and sleep in them as well?
I do.
Nice.
The problem is he's done it for so long. You see him with too many hats. And this is what I kept telling him. I was like, dude, you got to stop just pop that hat off every once in a while, dude. People need to get used to your head.
Yeah.
They just need to get used to it because it looks so strange when people see it. If they get used to it, though, it's not as big of a deal. It's like if, you know, even if like Rogan always wore hats. And then eventually he popped it. You're like, yo, I didn't realize your head was whatever.
Yeah, but
it's still a wildly inappropriate reaction for somebody to finally take a garment off. And you go, what the fuck?
I think it's fair.
You run out like a black guy just saw a magician.
Yeah.
That's not racist.
Yeah.
That's factual.
This motherfucker doesn't have any hair.
Do you ever have to deal with, I have a brother-in-law who's like bicked head bald. And
you're starting to laugh like you wear Birkenstocks. I just want to say that.
Like
I know the whole
laugh.
Shaking
them as he laughs.
Like the laugh is getting more real. You're ready for money.
Yeah, we were Berkeley like
in
the 70s.
I'm a money kid these days, dude.
You are, man.
Yeah, I don't have a single dollar. I just spent $900 in Atlantic City, and I'm hemorrhaging money, but I'm fucking old money. God damn
good.
I want it.
I like
God,
it.
I lost so much money.
No,
I lost my job. Did I tell you?
Oh, I just got a new one.
You just got a new one. I lost my job for 48 hours, and then I got a new one.
Oh, nice. Oh, that doesn't count.
What can you do? You know,
if you were riding in like 2 months, like me, you'd have a couple nervous breakdowns.
Your nervous breakdowns are fun, though.
Yeah,
you were having fun.
I've been having them on stage for some reason at High Note.
Oh, yeah.
Let me open up my brain real quick, guys.
You're also money. I'm sorry. We moved off the money thing far too quick. I appreciate the money
that
you're making and not making.
I didn't say
no,
that.
You're not making any money. You're spending it like you have it. Bro.
There it is. Now.
$2 in Atlantic City.
Oh, my God. It was my girlfriend's birthday, so I was like, check this out. You ever seen somebody spend money like this? And she was like, yo, stop. And then I did it.
No. Listen to this. This is what pissed me off. He was telling me about this earlier, and he's like, I gave her like, so most of her gambling money was like I gave her that night, and I was like, oh shit, would she lose it all on like blackjack or roulette? He's like, slots the whole night.
What?
Yep. I can't.
Ooh, that infuriates me. How do you play slots? Play on the phone. You can
Where's
play on the slots on your phone.
The whole reason you go and you gamble is excitement, and you might get a hard on as you're losing all of your money. Your kid might not get to eat for a month, but you know, you had that exciting moment at the table.
Yeah.
Everyone that's doing it with slots is just like, All right.
It's just me and a fat lady in a scooter that genuinely at one point I like thought I hit something and I went, she's like, what the fuck is that? I was like, ah, you're going to die probably soon, maybe.
She's like, you're in my world now, you fucking queer.
The Birkenstocks off on.
Oh, those are cute. I remember when I was gay. Yeah.
This isn't the city.
I was like, I wish you would step on my balls, lady. I love you. I just need a mean lady to be mean at me. I don't want to be slot shaming.
Never want to slot you.
Dude, I think it's not as bad as you guys are making it out to be. There's so many bright colors.
What, your comedy?
Oh, no. That thing sucks.
A lot of whites in your comedy.
Big intrigued. And I don't really like gambling whatsoever, but it was just like she wanted to do it. I'm trying to be a nice guy, you know, and it was a colossal mistake, and I am done.
Are you guys gamblers? To clarify, you guys play
Adam is
betting
Adam,
the ponies.
I basically, I'm yeah. Adam's the go-to.
You
big
gamble,
on football.
You look like you gamble on everything, right?
Yes. No.
Okay.
You think I would? Okay.
You're
don't.
Like,
okay.
No,
mate.
I stopped betting WNBA 6 months ago. Don't.
Well, it's not a real sport, you know. So I bet real sports. Like, so,
that's true.
So
highlight.
Highlight. Keeping. We shitting on highlight now. Tom Crowley said it's gonna be a multi-billion-dollar industry soon. Okay.
Tom Crowley.
Did he say that
from his house that he lives in?
Tommy C, man, the dog.
Oh, no, Grace, I'll have to deal with this later. All right.
I was hanging with Tom this weekend. We did a show together.
Yeah.
I love Tom, but he told me that about a month ago, and I was like, hey, Tom, no, it's not.
High lie in the area will eventually. That's,
he
mean,
went.
Hey.
He went.
Yeah, that's a guy that definitely spent too much time in Tampa.
He starts going to me. He's like, you know where they play highlight out of? Like the international or like the United States. I'm like, Florida? He's like, yeah.
I think it's like Jupiter, Florida, I believe. I know that. That's a weird thing. Yeah. It's in that area.
And he's like, so you don't think that's that like so people weird. Up here would want to play highlight? I'm like, no, Tom, I don't.
It's cool. It's one of those things that you could, I could watch hours of that sport and would still have no idea how you score. It's like cricket.
Sure.
I've tried to watch cricket without looking up the rules. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's baseball. And then all of a sudden the ball's going the opposite direction. You're like, okay,
yeah,
it's nothing like baseball.
It's,
cool.
I played in Aruba and it's dumb because there's really no rules. It's like the
see
ball
one
could
one
go anywhere.
Bats. Yeah. And the games can go on for like a month.
Days.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how it works is like, right? There's no foul. So you just hit it. And if it goes behind you in the crowd, that's just, you just keep running until they get the ball.
That's
like,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I hate that.
It's dumb as fuck. I know. It's the worst game ever.
Wow. Yeah, but here's the thing. If you check out some of the cricket players, they drink. They go pissed these fucking games.
Oh, then
yeah,
now just, I like it again.
It's all Irish, English,
Indian, guy apparently drank 80-something beers.
Well, the game,
an Australian
the game
guy.
Goes for 4 weeks. I mean, eventually you're just
– No. On the way –
oh, nice.
On the
yeah.
plane.
Oh, that's like Wade Boggs.
Match.
That's the Wade Boggs rumor,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, the Wade Boggs rumor.
I know
rule.
That name.
Yeah.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Wade Boggs, famous baseball player.
Third baseman for the Yankees, for the okay. Tigers,
Red
too, I think.
Red Sox.
Red Sox. Wait, he was in the Yankees?
I mean,
too,
yeah.
If you don't get it.
Rays.
Well,
the Rays also. He ended his career at the Rays.
But yeah, the It's Always Sunny did an episode about it.
Okay,
the Boggs challenge. The rumor was that he drank like 30 beers on a cross-country flight and then went out and like went 3-for-4.
That night.
In the game, yeah. Dude, dudes in the back in the day used to play so blitzed.
Oh,
yeah.
Jordan's flu game, he was for sure just hungover.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was food poisoning. Did you ever see The Last Dance? He said it was food poisoning from a pizza.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because he can't be like, I had 9 whiskeys last night.
Yeah,
I
he food poisoned himself.
About the sport anymore. He's like,
he ate pizza before he went to bed. Then he called it food poisoning.
They gambled so hard, they killed his dad. He's like, I'm not
true.
Worried about basketball
that's true.
Anymore.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit this one out.
That's
I do like how that's never gotten reopened, and it's because he's just like, No, we're good.
Well, no, they did get reopened when they made a 9-hour documentary that was just like, isn't Michael Jordan the fucking man? Look how cool he is.
I mean, the murder
even
of his dad.
Did.
And even in the
true,
documentary,
yeah.
It was literally a 30-second chunk right. of that 7-part mm-hmm. documentary. Like, oh, yeah, and his dad died on the side of a highway mysteriously, and they got 2 guys for it. But anyway,
yeah, they found his car.
Look at him
yeah.
shoot 3-pointers.
Yeah.
Hey,
like,
anyway,
yeah,
look at his yellow eyes.
It's like,
now.
Sure, was his dad shot multiple times? No indication of robbery or anything? Sure.
Yeah.
Was it looked
did
into any more than that?
Did they carve
no.
the words, did this Michael into his chest? Maybe.
Well, they talked about like Jamal Crawford, who was like a rookie, I think, when Jordan was on the Wizards, and they were all gambling together. And he's probably like 19, and he just kind of walked into the room that they were at. And it was a couple NBA players, and then just like real seedy-looking figures. And he said while they were there, they would talk about like betting if it doesn't get paid back. They were like making allusions to like, you will be killed.
Right.
And he's like a 19-year-old kid, like, oh, fuck, this is
okay.
terrifying.
Yeah.
They said he would bet on everything.
Everything. Yeah. Dude, that documentary was great when like he was like playing dive security guard before the game started.
This guy, yeah the shrug guy. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah. He's just like, come on. He's like, fuck, all right, here's 100. And then like he goes out and plays. Like it's fucking
damn.
Insane.
The French president's wife kind of looks like that guy now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does.
If she
she's like, I taught him
perm.
Drama.
Oh, yo, are we talking about France? Listen. Oh, you see me light up? I'm like, oh, man, I know everything about France, everybody.
I do love that, like, when they canceled, like, when it was Freedom Fries and all that stuff. And then you find out that, like, none of that stuff was French to begin with.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's like the whole thing about how, like, Italians go nuts over pasta, and then you're like, oh, yeah, didn't the Chinese invent it, like, a billion years before you?
Yeah.
You can get mad about pizza too, and technically, like, you look into it, like, their pizza is totally different than, like, American pizza.
Here's my
thing. They're like, it's not pizza. You're like, it's not. You're right.
Yeah, it's just more of, like, Americans are just, well, first of all, one, no American wants to just be American. I mean, I talk about it with these tattoos. No one likes it. But
I would like to tell you, remind you, this is the part where I tell everybody, freedom isn't free, and I want you to all
understand that. Do you understand that, what we've done for this country?
I got these tattoos to tell you that. I went through this so you could be free.
Start this with the Pledge of Allegiance.
We do. I just do this. I just do it over that.
Then you find out that's a white supremacist.
Yeah, it's on. I would always. I know. Yeah, I did not know what I was getting into when I.
Yeah, if
got
you ever
these.
Have a heart attack and you get a pain in your arm, the America will just shut it down, save you right there, dude.
That would be good. I think James Moss did say the thing before. He was like, "Yo, you should go up and say if something terrible happened in the country today, it'd be funny if your tattoo's like half mast, like
with your forearm."
And just, yeah, that was
you
James
have to get a
Moss.
Black arm
funny
band
comment.
Over him.
Yeah, yeah. Hand over. It's a sad day. You know, just calm
down.
Yeah,
when you're dead, they have to like fold it properly.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Like,
that sucks too. Cut around. You got those. You also got those way before you're not allowed to have the American flag on anything anymore.
Oh yeah. So. I should have been January. Like now, again, I did not realize what I was getting into in a largely Italian town to have.
Yeah, how is one of them not Italian?
Can you hand me that?
How'd you not get one Italian and one? I always love that. I had a lot of people I knew growing up that had like a, it would be like an eagle and its wings were, the right side were American flag and the left was an Irish flag.
Comedian Steve Rinaldi, you're on air right now, buddy. Are you outside?
What's up, Stevie?
Yeah, that's not fun. Awesome, bud. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you. Everyone loves Steve Rinaldi, obviously, as well.
I was just with Steve
Don
all
right
weekend.
After this. You're on Cult of Us, buddy. But I will be there in 2 seconds. I got some funny boys.
Yo, if, real quick, Bob Levy's the man. If you guys never...
I did a show with Bob in Lancaster.
Hey, Adam, like, where's his wrap up?
Yeah, I am. Bob's awesome. But my point is, he was shitting on the guy. You guys know Comedy Works, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
In Bristol, you know the guy Mike who runs it? He's a good guy. He's just like kind of a do-do-do, you know, like a... And Bob's also on stage being like, Mike, run this room better. Just shitting on him. Like, on stage. Just like for half
that's
a set.
Funny
just on
I
Mike.
Did a show with Bob in the basement of some pool hall in Lancaster to 7 people. And he was like, guys, this is what it's all about. I was like, all right. Like,
this is what it's about. Huh?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go kill myself.
Let's leave it right there.
Yeah, we got to go.
Damn it, I
you
really hope
it,
I don't.
You say it, I'll say it, and then we'll all leave. No, we're all going to go kill ourselves. No, check out their fucking podcast. Of course, Matt Peoples, John Montag, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Give it up for the boys. Yeah. Adam Nutter, always a pleasure. I've been Neil Wood. Another day in the cult. We'll see you later.
Later.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.